There were many details to consider. After choosing the company that I wanted to work for, I still had to take a long, solemn look at my circumstances. I decided that I would sell my car, put my personal belongings in storage, and rent my house. A lot of time and effort was required to make all the arrangements. I decided to tackle one aspect at a time. The first thing I targeted was to sell my car. As a matter of principle, I felt that the value of the car would depreciate over the time I was out of the country. The sensible strategy was to sell it. Fortunately, my niece wanted to buy the car. I made a list of things to take with me. I was advised to take auxiliary lighting. I packed battery-operated flashlights to be used in case of power failure. I included a waterproof jacket in case I needed to walk to school in the rain. I needed to sort my belongings. I had to decide what to save and what to pitch out. For example, I decided I no longer needed my typewriter, as I only used my computer for word processing now, so I decided to give it away. I made many lists and developed a code as a way to catalogue my possessions. As I packed items in cardboard boxes, I made a list regarding the contents on the outside of each box. I packed dishes in towels to protect them. Many times I had to undo a box because I forgot to list the contents. When I finally snapped the lid of a box shut, I sealed it with transparent tape and checked to be sure that it would not loosen. I also included another tag, which gave each box a number because all cardboard boxes look identical. I was careful not to abbreviate the names of items in the list lest that would mislead me as to the contents. I continued with this method, which also created an index of items. It seemed the rational way to coordinate and organize things. I remarked many times during this phase of my preparations that I had not realized I had so much gear. At times I had to laugh at myself. My activities seemed like they would make a good script for a comedy. Maybe I should write a play about what I was doing and copyright it. It certainly would be good for a few scenes on a soap opera. On the spur of the moment, I decided to loan my sofa and my rug to my niece, who was moving to a larger home. That would mean a few less things to put into storage. I fulfilled my obligation to provide proof of good health. I had a chest x-ray taken. I had a complete physical examination. I had a dental checkup. Because my health reports all indicated I was in excellent health, all of the healthcare professionals I visited encouraged me to pursue my adventure. I renewed my passport, my proof of identity as a Canadian citizen. I knew that once I arrived in China, I would also be registered with the Canadian embassy.